We got a special edition of My Three Subs, some added time here, and joining me right now with some breaking news, the Vice President of Communications and PR for the USL. We're ecstatic to have with us on a very happy occasion. Ryan Madden joins me now. Ryan, thank you for joining me. It's been an excessively busy last day or two for you, and busy is good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And first off, Tim, thank you for having me on. I always love coming on the show, so it's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, look, it's I think societally we all could use a little bit of good news right now, and so to be able to end a Thursday after everything that's been going on in the world these past few months with some positive news and a bit of levity, and to be able to say to our 35 USL championship communities across the country that the commitment is there to return to play in 2020, and you won't have to wait very long. 5 weeks from now, the ball will be rolling. The guys will be running around the field. You'll be able to sit down on the couch with a cold beer and turn on ESPN Plus and watch some soccer again. And I'm it's something that I've been craving, and I talk to supporters every day, and they say the same thing, that it feels like the lack of professional soccer in our communities has created a void in our lives to some extent. And I'm really, really pleased that we're going to be able to bring that back.
And Ryan, let's talk about that announcement for those that have not heard or seen on social media. If you follow at USL underscore HQ or USL Championship, the announcement is USL Championship is returning. The date circled on the calendar is July 11th. Of course, that is subject to variables in there, local, municipal regulations and social distancing and all of that. And I'm sure those are some details that are yet to be worked out. But I am very curious on the process of getting to this green light and getting to this announcement today. What had to happen? Who had to sign off on this?
Yeah, it's a great question. Look, I think one of the misconceptions about how USL makes decisions is that sometimes people believe that these decisions are sort of handed down by the league office, but that couldn't be farther from the truth. The reality is, when it comes to substantial decisions like this, a return to play, a provisional start date, that all has to be ratified via a board of governors vote. So, owners and senior executives from across the USL Championship come together and make a determination on what's in the collective best interest. And it's really inspiring to see our owners' commitment to wanting to play in 2020 and wanting to bring professional soccer back. I think back 2.5 months ago, when I was at the home opener in San Diego, and it was an absolute sellout crowd on ESPN, and there was so much momentum going into the season. And in that 2.5 months, and I'm sure it's the same for you, Tim, but that feels like a lifetime ago. We've been working at home. There's been a global pandemic. We're dealing with societal issues that our generation has never seen before. And to, like I said at the beginning, just to be able to have a little bit of good news and to be able to bring some smiles and some happiness back to our 35 championship communities, that means the world. And I'm happier closing up the laptop today than I have at any point in the last 2.5 months. And that says volumes of the commitment of our owners to want to bring soccer back.
Ryan Madden, the Vice President of Communications and PR for the USL, joins me now. And I'm going to ask you as a fan, and I've calmed myself down, and I'm not going to ask this breathlessly. I'm going to calmly ask you, well, what particulars are known? How many teams are going to be playing? How many matches? I noticed in the release that there's not going to be a hub system. So what does that mean for locations for the upcoming season? Or the remainder of the season, I should say.
Yeah, what it means quite simply is that we are going to be the first professional sports league in the United States to return to play in our home venues,
wow,
in our communities. And that's incredible. With that comes a big responsibility, and we are working every single day to make sure that we are completely buttoned up on the health and wellness front. We're working with a national COVID-19 task force. We're working with some of the most esteemed and prestigious public health institutions in the United States. We're working with the chief medical officer at U.S. Soccer to make sure that we have policies and protocols in place to make sure that everyone's health and wellness, players, supporters, staff, is being well looked after. But to your question of what it means today, it means that professional soccer is coming back to the communities themselves. This isn't a hub model. We will be playing in our venues. And that's something that's really exciting. The rest of the particulars, whether it's scheduling, broadcast details, those kinds of stuff, it's going to be a couple of weeks before we're ready to make an announcement on that front. But to be able to sit here today and say that USL Championship Soccer is coming back on July 11th, and not only are we coming back, but we're coming back in our venues, that's a great thing.
And I want to touch on something too, Ryan. You mentioned a moment ago how the league really centers around the conglomeration of the ownership being the voice of the league. And to that, I know in the last month or so, we've seen some dialogue between amongst the owners and the Players Association. Are the players excited to get back? Are they on board and ready to go at this point?
You know, there's ongoing conversations about that, and there's only so much information, to be honest with you, that I'm at liberty to share. But I think there are two important points. One is there's a tremendous amount of respect for everyone at the USLPA. And from the beginning, I think we've set out to accomplish similar goals, which is to elevate this league and to create the best league possible for players, for fans, for staff. And that hasn't changed. Collective bargaining can be a very difficult process under the most normal and serene of circumstances. And you add in everything that's going on in our world at the moment. And it only amplifies the difficulty of that. But again, I think our goals still remain aligned. And the second point that I would say is that if there's one issue that both sides have agreed upon, it's that everyone wants to play soccer in 2020, but we just have to make sure that we're going about it in a safe, smart way that puts player, staff, and supporter health and wellness at the front of mind. And I think we'll do that. And I think the more conversation, the better. And the reality is, my sense is that there's probably more common ground than maybe meets the eye on a scroll through Twitter.
You mentioned that the teams are going to be playing in their home cities. Is whoever the person in charge of scheduling for the league taking some Advil or something right now, trying to figure out, okay, well, in this city, they have this amount of availability for sports facilities, or these are the limitations. Is there somebody sitting in a room right now at NASA coming up with the permutations of how to schedule these matches so that everybody gets an equitable amount of home matches?
There is, yeah. His name's Brett Louis, and I don't think it's it's bourbon. But we have an operations team here at USL who has been working. Honestly, everyone's been working hard, but they've been putting in unbelievable hours on a daily basis, coming up with all sorts of models on return to play scenarios over the last 2.5 months. And I don't envy the job. It's incredibly difficult. And Brett and his team, even as we're on this interview right now, they're on Zoom calls and they're putting together spreadsheets and they're working through what kind of competition structure should be taken to the Board of Governors to get finalized before any type of public announcement on exactly what that looks like. So, like I said, it's a difficult job. But we're incredibly thankful to have people like Brett in USL operations who are willing to do it.
Is it too soon to say if there will be Wednesday night nationally televised matches on the Deuce?
It is too soon to say that.
Okay.
but it's a possibility.
Okay. Because we miss our Mike Watts and Devin Kerr and company. They make a great national broadcast team. Good reps for the league for sure. I want to ask you, I guess, maybe a more serious question, a little bit of a deeper dive here. The last couple of weeks, I mean, we've seen really a raised awareness to rightfully acknowledge African Americans, not just in equality, but also in the contributions and their leadership in society, and not only in society. society in America, but across the world. Of course, soccer is a microcosm of society. And I've noticed that the USL has been implementing the social media channels in a very special way recently. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's the most important topic you and I will cover, and one, frankly, that certainly myself and others probably need to do more listening than talking about. But, you know, our hearts go out to all the individuals and the communities that are in pain today. This is a difficult time for our country, and my hope is that we're able to come out of it stronger and more resolved to solve these issues of societal injustice, racism, and oppression than ever before. From a USL perspective, we individually and collectively support the Black Lives Matter movement and what it stands for. And I would recommend to anyone tuning in tonight to head over to USLChampionship.com to read the stories written firsthand by some of the players and coaches across our leagues who have been subject to injustice and oppression. There are some amazing accounts from people like JJ Donnelly and Kai Green and Roddy Jaidi, the head coach at Hartford Athletic, and a truly remarkable essay, I think, from Charlotte defender Hugh Roberts titled Justice, that is worth everyone's time. So just some really amazing people telling really powerful stories that, if listened to, Tim, I think might just make our world a little bit better place to live.
Can you take a second and give us the Twitter handles and where on the other social media channels where folks can find these?
Yeah, of course. You can find them at on Twitter at USL Championship and at USL League One, and on Instagram also at USL Championship and USL League One. And we certainly recommend to anyone listening tonight to go and give those stories a read.
Before we go, I'd love to ask you something on a much lighter note. The USL has embraced esports during the shutdown. And it seems like people have taken to that. Is there still a pursuit at this point to try to add the USL to one of the video games for this fall or this winter?
Yeah, absolutely. Conversations are ongoing all the time. We're in dialogue with the FIFA franchise, and also a little bit farther down the road with the Pro Evolution Soccer video game franchise. So I'm very bullish that in the coming editions, USL may find its way onto some of your favorite gaming video game franchises. Look, and we've also been really active, I think, during this hiatus in showing proof of concept of that. When the league first announced its temporary suspension, we put together a Rocket League tournament. Rocket League is this really fun game that's the headquarters actually based out of San Diego. They were partners with San Diego Loyal, our new team down there, where Landon Donovan's a minority owner and head coach. And we put together a World Cup style event, and it was on ESPN2, and thousands of people were tuning in to watch it, and the feedback was incredible. And it showed us that there's a tremendous crossover in appetite with soccer fans and gamers. And we need to capitalize on that and make sure that we're giving our supporters the chance to play with USL teams when they're at home and not tuning into games. So we're adamant about getting this done in the coming years. Our executive vice president, Court Jeske, is working hard. He's on the case. So I'm, like I said, I'm bullish and I'm optimistic, and I hope that I'm drafting a good news press release on this in the not too distant future.
Well, I hope so too. But today, the good news press release was that the USL returns July 11th, and every effort, of course, is going to be made to put those in all the home venues. That is so exciting, Ryan, the first professional league to do so rather than to use the hub system. Ryan Madden, Vice President of Communications and PR, thank you so much for giving us some time. Congratulations on the announcement today. I know that you have just been waiting for this day to come. And thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. And thanks for what you guys have been doing during the downtime with the esports, and also being very socially aware of what's going on and allowing people to tell their stories too. And looking forward to even bigger and better announcements as the train leaves the station here in the coming weeks. Thank you so much for your time.
Tim, thank you so much. I just want to say to you as well, continuing to cover USL and to talk about USL, during this downtime, despite the fact that we have not had any games, never goes unnoticed. On behalf of everyone at the league office, you are tremendously appreciated. And we look forward. Let's not wait so long till we do this again.
That sounds like a plan. We're just a few weeks away from kickoff. There's Ryan Madden on My Three Subs.